Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Your name is really hard to say in Walkinese. It is.
Why don't you try it?
Dustin. No, see, it's too...
Dustin.
Dusty.
Dustin.
No, this isn't good. I don't think we're winning anything here. There will not be a Marconi.
What are you
for
winning?
Can I get that again?
No.
Nope. Just one more time. Because I didn't hear it right because I was still kind of talking.
Nope.
Yeah. I think you might be learning.
What are we winning?
That kind of sounded like Borat doing a Christopher Walken.
I thought that was a Travolta.
Now I'm trying to do a Travolta. This is what happens. We've talked too much sports today because we're about to go down the rabbit hole of everybody one-upping each other with another bad impression. And the buck stops here. I'm stopping it right now. I will not do it. Okay. That felt personal.
Marconi, what are you winning?
The assassin, he always comes to collect.
That took 20 seconds to turn around.
Yep. Now say it in the walk-in.
That took 20 seconds. Turn around.
How did it get worse? How did it get demonstrably worse? You sounded like the announcer from NBA Jams.
No.
Yeah. I want to hear it again just so I can compare
it. I'm going to hear it again. Don't worry.
Just so I can compare it to the actual announcer from NBA Jam.
That took 20 seconds. That wasn't bad.
Oh, you sure about that? Oh, now, good God. I have nowhere to go from here. So while you and I were talking about the idea of...
Well, here's the thing. You know, one surprise on Saturday could be that a lot of people are fading fierceness. And that's something that I think is going to be very interesting. We'll talk with Dick Girardi coming up in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's exact. Because
I mean, he's 5-2, and he's the favorite.
You've been saying that. He's 5-2.
But
I'm
telling you, I want to point this out. When he won the Florida Derby, talking about fierceness now.
Yeah, you are.
When he won the Florida Derby,
very fiercely,
literally everything went his way.
I mean, that's kind of how winning goes.
Marconi, why do you win it? Yeah, but it's difficult, Nick. I mean, when you're a horse, okay, and you get out to a good lead, it's very difficult to maintain that lead. And what fierceness was able to accomplish at the Florida Derby was unprecedented.
What do you think the toughest part of that race was for him?
Well, it's a shorter track, Keith, and so
everybody knows that.
Yeah. So that's the hard part about it.
What's hard about a shorter track?
Depends on the length of their legs.
Yeah. How many lengths? Yeah. I desperately want the tough thing about being a horse to be put in the next open. So sorry, the audience has to hear that because Mac needs to hear that. He just delivered it so smoothly. So while we were talking about the potential expansion from 17 games to 18 games.
Curious to see what Stronghold does too.
I understand the curiosity. We were talking about the expansion to 17 games to 18 games. I made the point where I don't think the schedule to this point has affected the quality of play. Do you agree or disagree with that, by the way?
I'm just checking out some of these other curveballs here. Just a touch. I really like just a touch.
Yeah, I've heard that about you.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Do you think there's been a drop-off in play going from 16 to 17
games? 10-1 odds, pretty good.
Do you just want to talk about horse racing?
Well, I've been putting all my time and effort into this all day and really all week.
All week, all day. Can we get you to ask Dick Girardi, what do you think about this horse in Christopher Walken?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, so you want to take this seriously.
We keep the interview very professional, very serious.
Uh-huh. So yeah. Can I just get that now, just for my own personal edification?
So what do we think about this horse?
That was so much better. That was so much better than I ever thought it could have been. You're yelling while asking a question, while maybe having a stroke as Borat. I tried three times to get back to the NFL thing. It's on you, Buckaroo. It is on you to save the show now. You're going to get us to 6:15.
The one interesting horse to me
okay,
is potentially Sierra Leone.
And why is that?
Well, 3-1 odds.
Those are good odds.
Yeah.
I mean, do we know, genetically, does this horse come from good stock?
I don't, I haven't researched it enough, Nick, to know exactly the pedigree, but, when you go back and take a look at some of the prior races, yeah, mm-hmm. I think this horse has a shot, yeah.
Now, you were pretty adamant against putting like West Saratoga at 66-1 in any part of his exacta.
Well, here's the thing. You either have to love Fierceness or Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably go with the latter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, is that just
he's a galloper. He's a galloper.
You love gallopers.
Yeah.
You've been on gallopers as long as I've known you. I think the first thing you said to me back in 2011, the first shift there after your fat is, hey, just so you know, I'm big on gallopers.
I would fade Fierceness.
Yeah?
I agree. More I think about that.
Just not enough of a galloper?
He's just so hot and cold.
Yeah, I've heard that. You've said that before about him.
He's not mature enough.
He's an immature horse. What can you do about an immature horse?
Listen, it's not impossible for him to win this race, but I don't know. Mike Ripoll, the owner, is just not my thing.
I've heard some things about him, and I won't share on air because
he's left Louisville so many times disappointed that this is going to be another disappointment.
Yep. At some point, it's on the owner,
Well, yeah.
You can only blame the pedigree of the horse or the horse or the jockey. At some point, the owner picks a horse. Everybody's been saying that for a while.
Yeah. I agree. Did we save the show?
No, I think we actually drove it as far into the ground as we possibly could.
I think it's interesting catching Freedom at 8-1.
Yeah.
He's always in the race. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at 8-1, I throw up 100 to win 800 bucks, 10 to win 80.
Yeah.
He's never been smoked in a race.
That's good.
Yeah.
You don't want a horse that's been smoked.
Yeah, I mean, he'll give it a go.
He's a get up guy. You know what I mean? He's mm-hmm. always going to get up. We finally break Dustin.
No, I'm just excited about this interview.
I am very well. Yes, me too. Uh-huh. That's coming up in 10 minutes if you're still there.
Why would they go anywhere else?
That's fair, because everybody knows. Eric, you just proved to everybody. I mean, that's before we even get into the Kentucky Oaks. That's before we get into the Derby props. Just reading things off this sheet right now. That was great. Very smooth. May I ask you a question about the schedule, or just want to do another 3.5 on horses?
Forever Young, 10-1.
What about T.O. Password?
What are the updated odds there?
I believe it's 50-1.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, you want to just throw away your money? Go ahead.
Wow. I mean, that's a horse we're talking about here.
I'm not. I love long shots, Nick. I really do. But if I'm going to take a long shot, I'm not really going much higher than 20-1.
I mean, that's pretty.
That's a long shot.
Maybe for you. I mean, we've had 30-1s win before.
Yeah, but it's so rare, Nick.
I know, but you just never know. If you really believe in a horse, shouldn't you back that belief? Back that horse up, as it were?
Well, the thing about, you mentioned T.O. Password. Did you know this is a Japanese horse?
I think I had heard about that, yeah.
Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this?
I've heard about this.
What do you think about this horse? Yeah, he's Japanese.
Now, what does that mean for our estimation of the horse?
So they do race in Japan, by the way.
Yeah.
They've got a derby there as well. Yeah. He's won it twice.
Is it the Japanese Kentucky Derby?
It's the Derby in Japan.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just called the Kentucky Japanese Derby.
It's called the Derby in Japan.
I understand that now. Yeah. I'm just saying, I think you could do better branding. Anything else?
No, that's it.
So, if they went to 20 games, did the NFL,
Speaking of 20, Track Phantom's 20-1.
Yeah. What else?
And Steve Asmussen, the trainer, is really, really incredible with the job he's done with Track Phantom.
Is his name Asmussen? Is that what you...
Correct.
So he's done a tremendous job.
And at 20-1, you're getting a jockey in Joel Rosario, who is a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. Already or on his way to be?
Well,
there's a big difference.
He just got inducted.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. Still a young man, though, you know, like in horse racing parlance.
Well, I mean, what would you consider old?
That's relative.
For a jockey, he's 39.
I mean, that's still young, though. I mean, you never get any bigger. You don't grow out of it.
He hopes he grows. He's 5'2".
I would say he hopes he doesn't, because he wants to continue to be a Hall of Famer.
That would mean his extremities, his legs, would grow.
That.
Yeah.
And by lower extremities, you mean?
Legs.
Any other horses we can talk about before we get to Dick Girardi? In 7 minutes, where we're going to cover all this all over again. I hate you. Just a little bit. Just not a lot. It'll pass, but I hate you just a little bit.
I think I took a stronghold over this segment at 20-1.
You guys are going to enjoy this one as we welcome on Dick Girardi on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
And Dick is courtesy of betonline.ag. Check out BetOnline for the most up-to-date odds and props on the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Dick, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's happening, guys?
Well,
what's up, Dick?
It's better now. Life is better now because you joining us means the Derby is here, meaning we are in the stretch run of the biggest races in horse racing. How about you? I feel like I just did that whole thing. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I mean, look, it's my time of year. It's my Super Bowl, and it's 48 hours away. I am getting ready. I've been spending the time with the Racing Forum trying to figure this whole thing out, and I think we got some good opinions. We got some props at Bet Online that I'm going to recommend, and I think it's all good.
I mean, I feel like we've got, 20 horses, something like that, in the Derby this year. Does that mean we're in for a more competitive field?
You know, lately it's 20 horses every year. It's the only race we have in the country where they allow more than 14, but everybody wants to either be at the Derby, in the Derby, see the Derby. So yeah, all these horse owners, even some marginal horses, there's several marginal horses in here. They just want to be in the Derby on the off chance that it's going to be their year and they're going to be rich strike and 80-1 shots do come in every once in a while.
Well, Dick, you know the drill. We're going to go through some of these horses here and get your thoughts. Let's start with this. I mean, Sierra Leone, Fierceness, you got to like one of the two, I would say, right? I prefer the latter, to be honest with you. So let's go there. Sierra Leone, what do we think about this horse?
I think he's the most likely horse in the race to run well. It doesn't mean he's necessarily going to win, but I can't come up with a reason why he won't fire. I mean, he always fires. The issue you have with a horse like Sierra Leone is he has no early speed whatsoever. So he's going to be coming from way, way back. And he's going to have to pass, I don't know, 19 horses possibly. That would be my only concern. But, yeah, if you're just looking for a horse who's, you want a key, say an exactas or trifectas, he's probably your horse. He's the most logical horse to run well.
Dick, looking at the field in general here, is this a good year to go heavy on favorites?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think it is. I think Fierceness has such a speed figure edge. And if you look in the DRF, it's the higher the number, the better. They're named after Andrew Beyer, who actually I'm one of the people that work with Andy on the speed figures. Fierceness has a 110 top buyer and a 105 that he got, and it's higher the number, the faster the horse. He got a 105 as a two-year-old. There's nobody in this field that's done a number like that at all. So, you know, that's we're talking four or five lengths faster than all the other horses. So the question about Fierceness is he's had a couple of races which were no good at all. So the question, what is the real Fierceness going to show up? I think he is. And if he does, he's going to win. And you'll kind of know when they hit the backstretch. If he's either in front or real close to the lead, you can almost count that he's going to win. But if he doesn't get a good break and all of a sudden he's sixth and he's behind horses and there's some dirt in his face, and then you wouldn't want him in that circumstance.
Dick, I just asked you about Sierra Leone, and you talk about Fierceness there as well. One horse that's kind of interesting here to me is Just a Touch. Comes in anywhere between 10-1, 12-1 odds. Got smoked by Sierra Leone back at the Bluegrass Stakes. But at 10-1 odds, worth a shot. What do you think about this horse?
Yeah, it's interesting. It kind of reminds you of Mage. You won the race last year with just three career races. That would be why you'd say, well, I'm not sure about Just a Touch, only the three races. But anymore, these three-year-olds run so infrequently that three races is not like an outrage that he's only run three times. This is a horse with real talent. You're onto something. The question is he ready to beat this kind of field in just his fourth race? And he's got early speed, so he's going to be in the vicinity of Fierceness most of the way. And if you like Fierceness like I do, typically speed horses eliminate other speed horses at certain points in the race. We'll see if that happens on Saturday.
Dick Girardi on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, Dick, as this is the 150th Kentucky Derby, do we know any special events planned to kind of, you know, commemorate, to make this event, you know, stand out as it is such an important version of this event or year of this event?
Yeah, it's a huge deal down in Louisville. They've had events around it all week long. And on Saturday, and you'll get to see this on NBC on the broadcast, they spent $200 million renovating the paddock. And it's almost like a stadium now when you see it, where people can view the horses. It costs a lot of money to do it. But, yeah, they've made a lot of special changes to the racetrack for Derby 150. And I think, as you guys know, this is the longest continually run sporting event in the U.S. They started it 150 years ago and never been a year since, where they haven't run the Derby in World War One, II, the pandemic a couple of years ago. They've always run the Kentucky Derby.
Dick, I know Catching Freedom is an interesting horse. I don't know that he wins, but, I mean, he has ran against, almost all the good horses here and never been embarrassed, which is important, right? I mean, but at 8-1 odds, what do we think about him?
I love his jockey. Brad Cox, the trainer's terrific. Yep. The jockey's Flavian Pratt. I think he's the best big race jockey in the country right now. So he ran third in the Risen Star Stakes, and that has turned out – that was at the Fairgrounds in New Orleans. That has turned out to be the best prep race of the whole bunch. The winner, Sierra Leone, came back to win the Bluegrass. Catching Freedom, who finished third, came back to win the Louisiana Derby. And the horse that finished fourth, Resilience, came back to win the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct. So that race produced – the winners of three of the final six big preps. And the way to the analogy there is, it's like they all won Elite Eight games to get to the final four out of the same race. So that, yes, Catching Freedom is absolutely a major contender.
Dick, when it comes to the Derby specifically, is what's more important to run a good race and for the consistency of this event? Is it the jockey or the horse?
100% the horse. It's called horse racing for a reason. Jockeys can make mistakes and they can mess it up, but they're not making a slow horse run fast. They're just not going to do it. It's not happening. So the jockeys, the analogy I would use for people that follow sports, the horses are the players, right, on your team, and they're more important than anything. The trainer is the coach. And the jockey is part of the package, but the jockey's really not around the horse except when he runs in a race for the most part, maybe sometimes for workouts. Important, yes. Critical, no. Horse is the critical part.
Looking at some of these long shots, Dick, Track Phantom jumps out at me a little bit at 20-1 just because, I mean, he's got a Hall of Fame jockey in Joel Rosario. Again, 20-1's huge odds. What do we think about Track Phantom?
Well, he's going to get some early calls. He's going to be in front almost assuredly, or near the front. The problem with Track Phantom is that he's been in front in races all year, and he just can't hold on. Now he's gone longer than he's ever been before, so that's the issue. But, yeah, you're right about the jockey. Joel Rosario is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this summer, and his trainer, the horse's trainer, Steve Asmussen, has been in the Hall of Fame for a number of years now. In fact, he's won every big race there is. He's won 10,000 almost 10,500 races, the Preakness, excuse me, the Belmont, Breeders' Cup races. He's had three horses of the year, and he's 0-25 in the Kentucky Derby. It's such a hard race to win.
Dick Girardi on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
And Dick is courtesy of betonline.ag. Check out BetOnline for the most up-to-date odds and props on the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Forgive me, Dick, if you've covered this already, but are there any horses you'd definitely stay away from in this race?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple. I don't like Society Man, the 20. He ran second in the Wood Memorial, which is at 100-1, and that's always the worst prep. And one of the many cool things about Bet Online, one of the props that you can play is that horses for last. And I've had some success with that in the past. There's a couple that I think have a real chance to be last that are like 7-1. Society Man is in that grouping. Some horses are not going to run last. The Catalytic, I think, the Spies has a chance at like 7-1 to be last. What you're looking for a last are horses with early speed who are going to be chasing like the better horses and get tired. You don't want horses that come from behind for last because they're probably going to pass a couple tired horses. But yeah, it's one of the many cool props you can bet. Like Fierceness is 80-1 to finish last. If you think he's going to have one of his bad races, you know, I think he's going to finish first, but you might think he's finishing last. You get 80-1.
Dick, looking to just this race in general, I know we like to ask you this question, but as races go, is the Derby your favorite?
You know, it isn't for me only because I grew up in Baltimore, so the Preakness is my favorite, and it's strictly a hometown thing. But if you're saying which is the most important and separated from all the others, it's not close. The Derby is the biggest in the sport, always has been, always will be. And look, I was very fortunate. I've been to 34 of them. I covered 31 of them for the Philadelphia Daily News. And it was always a thrill to be there to see some of the performances. I saw, you know, Smarty Jones, the PA bred from my hometown track. It's hard to believe it was 20 years ago. The great Barbaro in 2006, who ran the greatest Derby I've ever seen live. So yeah, a lot of great memories. But yeah, the Derby stands alone in this sport. There's nothing close to it.
Dick, another long shot, Mystic Dan, 20-1 odds. I think surprised a lot of people at the Arkansas Derby, finishes third. I don't know that he wins, but you know, you never know. 20-1, what do we think?
If he can run back to his race in the Southwest when he's the only other horse in the race at a triple-digit buyer figure, then absolutely he's got a chance. He won up by 8 that day. The question is, was that because of the sloppy track? Is that he just loved the sloppy track, or can he come back to that race? Because you said the Arkansas Derby run over the same track. He was third, but kind of a distant third, really not much of a threat. So, yeah, look, he's 20-1. And historically in this race, even if the favorite wins, which in this case I hope he does, if you get 20-1s, 30-1s behind him and exactors, trifectas, superfectas, you can still make a lot of money. So even with the favorite, and the favorite, like if the normal race, maybe 6 or 7 horses, favorite might be even money. Well, Fierce is going to be 5-2 or 3-1 at this race, I think. So you get, because it's a 20-horse field, you get prices you wouldn't get otherwise.
I think I'm going to go with the dreaded twofer here. One, do we know what the weather's going to be like this weekend for the Derby? And Dick, how much like evidence do you need to know if a horse loves a sloppy track or not?
Yeah, most of the time you're just guessing. The good Fierceness is actually won on a sloppy track. His first race of his career, he won on that. But yeah, I have a tendency to not, unless I know for sure, I just ignore it because it's one of those things you don't have an answer for till after it happens. But yeah, I'm hoping we get a fast track. I know there's some discussion of rain in the area. The forecast has changed a little bit over the last couple of days. But yeah, can we have a nice day for the 150th Derby, please?
Okay, Dick, let's talk Kentucky Oaks for a second here.
All right.
What do we think about this race in terms of if you want to throw a couple bucks down, give us a good pick.
I think it's one of the strongest Oaks races I can remember. I mean, there's so many talented horses in here. You can make a case there's more good horses in here than in the Derby itself. I like the 11 Ways and Means. And I like her with the 8 Tarifa. And whatever you bet in this race, you're going to get a good price because there's probably about a half a dozen horses are going to be fairly close.
Yeah, they're all like 4-1, 5-1.
Exactly. Yeah. And so if you're right, you have a chance to make a really nice score. Now, unlike the Derby, where there's going to be, I think the two horses we've talked about most, Fierceness and Sierra Leone, kind of lay over the field. And I think they're going to get bet that way. Not the case in the Oaks tomorrow.
Dick, you're a prince. I know you're not the biggest fan of mint juleps, but if you do have one for your guys, Nick and Dusty, because we can't be there, and we're a little jealous you get to be there.
Yeah, Nick, Dusty, I'll take a sip, but that's it, man. The world's worst drink.
We'll take. Thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks, Dick.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
You like mint juleps, Nick?
Dick Girardi on the North Olmsted Chrysler Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.